And I want to back up for a moment. You were touching on voting rights earlier and the per capita versus the arrangements where it's based on capital contributions. And one of the things that I like us to be able to do when we're in these conferences is talk about some practical issues and traps for the unwary. One of the things to keep in mind in the LLC area, which a lot of us are dealing with often these days, more often than most, you have this kind of you have members and then you've got these managers. And I've seen on more than one occasion documents come across my desk where it is a 25-75 deal. And the votes set up between the members are a 25-75 deal. And the person who has got 75% believes they've got control. And then you see the manager section and it says that they're going to both be managers. And then they realize that each manager has one vote. And they give all these powers to the manager. And suddenly what you've done is the person who has 25% has gotten themselves into a negative control position just by inadvertently overlooking kind of that drafting issue. That's just a pure trap for the unwary to just be aware of as you're drafting these types of documents.
Right.
That didn't really fit into any particular part of our context, but I didn't want to raise it.
Yeah. And so...
For the
managers, right.
Yes.
Yeah. The point is that for an LLC, it's not it is per capita voting when it comes to the managers or the members just working on their own.
Right.
It's members too. It's managers and members.
Right.
Yep. The
two traps there. Yeah.
Right. So keep an eye on the entity you're doing. You need to be thinking about though what are the places where we want a group of parties to come together, and you could have two groups. You know, it can still be the worker employed group and the outside investor group, or it could be just one of each. You know, however you write that, you just have to look at your circumstances. But you need to find the list of things where there needs to be consensus, and the list of things that you know the management group can go on and run it on a day-to-day business, and that may just sit down and you're posing hypotheticals to your client, just like we always do in any kind of contract. What is it that we want to do here? Where are the natural alignments? Where could be the misalignments? Mm-hmm. You also have to deal, as I mentioned earlier, with if you have human beings on one side and institutions or organizations that have some permanency to them on the other side, you have to deal with the nature of death, divorce, disability, other things of that capacity. And Frank's going to chat about that a little bit later. But you know, topics where you usually want consensus are the obvious ones: selling all or substantially all the assets, new financial or equity commitments, bringing more people into the business, expelling someone. Although expelling someone is always interesting. If you have two people, how do you ever get the vote done? And if you have also handling the situation where there's a contract, which you can have, obviously, between an entity and a member or owner of the entity or an affiliate, how do you handle the party that's on both sides of that? Does that person get to vote, or do you then set up a deadlock that you're never going to sue yourself, or the other hand, you're always going to sue if you get to control the vote if there's a dispute about it? So there need to be ways of working those things out. So when they don't agree, you know, any of these situations, you can have a deadlock occur. And you need to be taking a look at what's a reasonable rule in light of the situations. It's not always yes or no. You know, they're all the mechanics, and I think there's a panel later on talking about them on, buy-sells and other kinds of mechanisms, arbitration mechanisms. But you need to think about the interests of the parties. A founder or person working in the business may say, even though I have investors, there is no way I'm giving up running this business. There is no way. And that's a criterion. So there's got to be a way to get the other person out if you're deadlocking. So you may want to have a situation where when deadlocks occur, the founding group always has a purchase option. Now, I may not be able to finance it, but at least there's some leverage, and you can go to somebody else and try to get the money to do it if you don't have the money yourself, if the business is good. If you're the money party. You don't want to have deadlocks set up so you can be bought out for a bad price. And that gets into the mechanics of how you do pricing mechanisms when it's not one of these, you know, classic buy-sells where Frank names the price and I pick whether I'm a buyer or a seller at that price. That all works well, 50-50 equal interest. Doesn't work too well when you have disproportionate interests and you have different financial wherewithal, interest in continuing, et cetera.
Just by a show of hands, how many have actually taken an entity like this through a buy-sell that's actually been in documents? Pretty good number, which is good. It is amazing. You know, we write these provisions often, and when you actually go through the process itself, it's amazing at as how much you learn about the process, about both what you drafted and the way people are going to behave as they go through the process and the difficulties that are involved in the process. You know, I think from the standpoint of what we do as professionals, when you take a look at these entities, you know, there's the business side of it, the pure business terms of it, which is, you know, kind of which entity we're going to use from a tax standpoint and how are we going to split up the money, how capital is coming in and how capital is going out, the waterfalls and all that. And it's very interesting from my perspective. The parties usually can work through that stuff pretty well on their own, and they come to you, and a lot of those issues are baked. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they need a little bit of help in working through
the impact. Or do they just need a list of questions?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.